All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, well, well. We got a good one scheduled for you today, people. I mean, we got some football. We've got some breaking news at 3 o'clock as Governor Whitmer will speak. We'll carry it. We're going to get a blitz in there because, damn it, I'm going to do some football every day come hell or high water. And we'll see how much else I can get to. I want to welcome in David and Sully, Roberto at home. Gentlemen, welcome. I'm not sure you guys are prepared for what's coming today. I'm not sure you're ready.
I'm more ready than anyone. I've been getting texts all morning from my sources in Lansing about what's going on. I'm ready.
No, I don't care. No, I don't care about that. I was talking about Dilfer and Tua.
Oh, well, that too. And I'm excited about the blitz I have for you because it's on the same.
At 3 o'clock, let me help you. Here's what you got to get ready for. Staying at home. Here's what you got to get ready for. Staying at home. I'm talking about some football in hour one. We'll get to the serious stuff in hour two. But I'll tell you this, Mike. Tomorrow, I need an all-points bulletin on something.
Okay.
Because now, look, I have been doing a very nice job. I have not fallen off of any wagon. I've been maintaining a healthier lifestyle in pandemic city. Have not increased drinking. Have not started eating like an idiot like I had for most of my life. I've been doing good. But tomorrow night, I have to tell you, tomorrow night, I'm actually planning a planned evening of off-the-wagon behavior.
Oh, nice. I like that.
But here's the problem. Here's your issue of it with their franchise quarterback. Everything else is filler. Everything else is about incremental improvement. But the game-changer selections, and sometimes you don't even end up with one, but the game-changer, it's who walks away with their quarterback. Those comments by Dilfer, and again, full disclosure, he trained Tua. He knows the family. I get it. What's he going to say? Dude's a bum. No. But Dilfer doesn't have to say that. Do you understand the pressure you've put on that kid by invoking the name of Aaron Rodgers? Do you understand how much you've put your own credibility out there on the line? Because if this kid turns into Ryan Leaf, you've hurt your cred. You've hurt your business, really. I mean, Trent Dilfer's business now is being this quarterback guru, quarterback training guy, running the Elite 11, etc. You go out and make stupid comments, you hurt yourself. Big time. So by him going that far, oh man, we just had to start today with that. I mean, that's breaking news. Talk to me about this. Talk to me in this limited window about this because we got to go to Governor Whitmer at 3. And we'll probably have some commentary about that following it. But right here, right now, this is, oh, this is good. This is a full room temperature, not ice cold, break your tortilla chip, but room temperature 7-layer dip. And you can get all up in it. The comments by Dilfer. You got Mike Lombardi on the other side talking about he's brittle. Talking about, well, there's a team who failed him on his physical. Let me tell you something. This is the season of misinformation.
Anonymous scouts.
If a team failed him, guess what? They're an idiot. And if there's one thing we know, beyond death, beyond taxes, beyond Michigan football being overrated, we know there are dumb teams in sports. So I just don't care to hear it. The comments by Dilfer are intriguing at a minimum. And maybe, just maybe, are a wake-up call to some of you, Doug, on what you're passing up. I don't think anybody's going to come back and go to Lions won the draft. They, checks notes, drafted a corner at three. And no matter how good Mr. Okuda is, now if you move down and do it, if you acquire other things as if someone bribed you to do it, different conversation. But sitting there at three, you got one way to win this draft. He throws it better than Aaron Rodgers and Dan Marino. Goo-wee! Your ticket text 97136. Sully, David, floor's yours.
It's
hell,
exciting.
Share the microphone like you're doing a duet on stage. I don't care. Talk to me about this.
I think
I'm fully lathered.
I think Lombardi is, and we've loved Evan Lombardi on our shows and podcasts, but I totally don't get his take on this. I think he's completely off. I think Tua is that generational type player. And look, I've wanted a quarterback for years. I would absolutely love if the Lions drafted Tua at number three. I think it would be nothing short of incredible. I think it'd be nothing short of just the exciting thing that we as fans need in this city right now, something to really get excited about, a player, a star in this city to get excited about. I think it should be a no-brainer. Now, of course, in the back of my head, do I know that Bob Quinn will mess it up or not do that? Of course I think that.
Yuppers.
But I think that drafting Tua is what should happen. And I think the best example to point to as well is the fact that you don't get to pick in the top three every single year. You just don't. And I know it's easy for people to say, oh, the Lions will have a top pick next year. They can just go draft Trevor Lawrence next year. You can't guarantee that, nor do you know that or even think that that could happen. So when you have a chance to take a guy like this who I really do think he is a generational type player,
Mike,
then
he's a hybrid of Russell Wilson and Drew Brees. He is arguably the most accurate thrower of the football I've ever seen in college football. Ever. You want to pass that up, take a corner, please. That's why you don't have a Lombardi.
No, that's
why you don't have any banners in your stadium, because you're dumb. Because you're not smart. Or as our friends from Boston would say, not smart.
I just don't get the right...
Only an idiot would pass on Tua at three with a 32-year-old quarterback on 2 years of injuries, clearly rebuilding, and doesn't plan on being here again. Only an idiot. And that's exactly what you have running this team, in my mind.
I just don't understand the reservations, too, because for everyone that wants to cry about, oh, well, Tua has an injury problem, it's like they say that, but then they don't admit that Stafford has an injury problem or has taken a ton of shots, which he has.
Hey, let me
well.
Ask you a question, just so we're clear on something. True or false, did Matt Stafford miss most of the first 2 years in the league?
Yeah.
Oh. Did his career end up okay?
Right.
Hey, true or false, did Aaron Rodgers even play the first 3 years of his career?
No, that's what people don't talk about. Same with Mahomes. Same with Pat Mahomes.
Oh.
You can still have a quarterback and draft a quarterback to be the future.
Oh, you're kidding. Because that's the interesting part for all the people who want to talk about the injury. I don't need him until 2021. The only way I'd play to is if I'm completely out of playoff contention, and maybe in December we could give it a spin. Just reminding you, Trent Dilfer, I mean, full send on the crab leg into the butter dish. Wow. He throws it better than Aaron Rodgers and Dan Marino. Whoever drafts him is winning the draft. You're getting a Hall of Fame player. Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to catch my breath. 248-539-9797. David couldn't even speak. I think David is so blown away by the Trent Dilfer remarks. David's collecting his thoughts. We'll hear from him. I think David is trying, because he has a draft chart in front of him. David is trying to construct a way for the Steelers to go up and get him, and he's just not able to do it. Lots to do. We'll do a blitz later this hour. We'll hear from the governor at 3, 97.1. That's Mike Lombardi. And everything he says makes total sense. But here's what he's not able to argue. He wouldn't be able to argue it. He was going through a list of quarterback busts, but not giving you the successes. Landing a guy in the draft is worth whiffing on the pick. You're at 3. You're at 3. In 2 weeks from tonight, you're going to run that card up there. And you're going to take a corner. There's never been a corner drafted in the history of the NFL who has led a team to a Super Bowl. Not that they haven't won a Super Bowl. They've never been the reason why. They've never been the second reason why. Third reason why. They're just not. And while Tua has had some injuries, bottom line is this. Does the reward outweigh the risk? Abso-effing-lutely. Absolutely. Because the reward is you're not only getting the best quarterback in the class, you're getting one of the best quarterback prospects since Luck. Period. I will take that risk all day. If he bombs, he bombs. If he dies, he dies. Doesn't matter. You blow anyways. If it doesn't work out, what does it matter? Your franchise is garbage. You've been garbage for 70 years. And you know what you do? On another draft, in another year, on another night, you'll hand in another card and take another QB. You'll get in line at the deli and wait for your smoked turkey. That's it. Like, this isn't even a choice to me. So I just want to wrap about it with you, and we'll get a blitz into 245. David, you are inconspicuously silent on this, and I know you have thoughts. Talk to me, Goose. What's the story?
Yeah, let me say this, and this is to all the, I'm not going to say the word, I'll just say it this way, the not-so-smart fans out there when it comes to NFL draft and when it comes to the Tua talk. Because I hear people call in, people text in, and they're talking about, oh, but I'm worried about the injury history. And even Michael Lombardi just made the comment about the injury history. Well, let me inform you, not-so-smart fans.
Oh, boy.
Teams in the NFL aren't just dealing with combine medical information, okay? They are dealing with 3 years of medical information. I'm sorry, more than that. Could they go back to high school to figure out a medical history of a player to see if they can play and last in the NFL for them if they select them, okay? So they're not just dealing with combine information or the recombine situation when it comes to the x-rays that he took a week ago. They are dealing with tons of information here. And if you are a team, every team in the NFL is taking chances. Every prospect is a chance. You're not sure if everyone's going to work out, but what you're looking at is potential. And Tua Tagovailoa has, in my mind, in my belief, the greatest amount of potential in this draft. I think that if he hits his potential, he is a Hall of Fame type quarterback. If he hits his potential, he can win you a Super Bowl. And you're the Detroit Lions. Are you seriously going to question if you should take the next quarterback for your team? Yes, you do. You don't have Super Bowls. You don't have a future. You don't have anything in Detroit. You need to take a chance on Tua. Tua is it. And don't be worried about the injury history because, Mike, you said it. Matthew Stafford had no injury history in college. He was pretty healthy in college. And you know what happened his first 2 years in the NFL? He was hurt. He got beat up. So things happen. If you were never injured before, you can get injured in the NFL. So it happens.
Stafford, Stafford's probably been injured 5 of his 11 years.
Yes.
I mean, the finger that everyone made a big deal of. You have the 2 years here with the broken bones in the back, the first 2 years of his career. That's 5 total years if you really want to get down on it.
And for everyone looking at, oh, Tua was hurt in college, Stafford wasn't. Stafford wasn't hurt at all, and yet he has been hurt most of his career. So you can't look at that. Take a chance on a guy. Tua's the guy to take a chance on.
Wow. A powerful sermon.
That is funny to me. Everyone is so worried about this injury stuff. You know, it's like everyone's a doctor out there. Everyone's scared about Tua's injury. David is right. At some point, you do have to take a chance as an organization because you don't get to pick this high every year. And at some point, you do have to start planning for life without Stafford, frankly.
Dude, it's all they have. What are they going to do? Bitch about 30 touchdowns and 3 picks? They're going to bitch about 71% completion rate? They can't do it. So they just go with the only thing they got. But injuries. Meanwhile, these same people were probably defending the team taking a tight end last year. You can't work with these people. There's nothing you can do with them. They're irredeemable. What do you got on the ticket text?
Guys absolutely want the Lions to draft Tua. They should do what the Chiefs did when they drafted Mahomes. I'm done with Stafford. They should try to trade him after next year. You need the quarterback of the future. Tua should be the no-brainer selection here. I hate the people who don't want Tua, but back Stafford. The last place in the division quarterback 2 years in a row and won 3 games out of 8 last year. This is a joke. David Gidham, thank you for saying that.
It was wonderful.
Guys, hip injury, ankle injury, 2 wrist injuries. No thanks for me. We have our franchise quarterback.
Yeah. For how much longer? How much longer you got him for? You want to answer that for me?
You'd think another, I don't know, 2-3 years, right?
Well, I mean,
of good play?
I don't know. I don't know, Mike. I don't know. My point is, you're really not that far off from having to redo his deal again.
I'm backing you, Valeni, 100%. Draft the guy. That is from Rick. Mike, why wouldn't they want Tua? If they draft Tua, they will sell out season tickets in one day. If they draft Okuda, no one cares. And what if he's a bust?
It's because they're dumb. That's really what it comes down to. I don't know what else to tell you. Look at Bob Quinn's draft record and his free agency record. Tell me he's good at his job. Tell me he's even adequate at his job. It's a laughable lot.
Nick Chubb was injury prone too, and he turned out fine. You can't always use that example.
Yeah, and guess what? Todd Gurley was a major risk, and the Rams only got a few great years out of him. They got to a Super Bowl. Now, no one put a gun to their head to pay him 2 years early. That's their fault. They took Todd Gurley on a blown ACL with a known degenerative knee. Todd Gurley was still the best running back in football for 3 to 4 years. Is that fair? Everybody in agreement on that?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? That was a good draft pick. It was a good draft pick. Still got to a Super Bowl, which is more than you've done in your miserable life as a Lions fan. How about Jalen Smith? Cowboys took a guy whose leg was in 2 pieces. Didn't even get to play him in his rookie year. He's one of the better linebackers in football now. But so many of these teams that are so damn smart passed on him multiple times. You got to risk it for the biscuit. I'm tired of Bob Quinn's safety dance. Drafting a bunch of guys who have no ceiling and a high floor. No, thank you. I want to win. I want to change the paradigm here. Go ahead, Mike.
A couple more, and then we'll
get some calls.
Mike, I do trust Trent Dilfer. A guy I don't trust, though, is Chris Sims. He's been terrible with quarterback evaluations the past 2 years, and I just heard him yesterday state that Justin Herbert is superior to Tua because he's bigger, stronger, faster, and has a better arm. It's ridiculous.
I like Chris a lot. That's a terrible take. That's a terrible take. I'll bet Chris dinner on that one. That's a terrible take.
From JR, Tua's damaged goods, never completed a season, a.k.a. just like Kerryon. Lions need defense. It would be a waste of money. Mike, I think the injury argument is frustrating, too. They should draft Tua. We can't be worried about injuries. And one more for you. I think that Tua would be the type of player that would change the organization. A ticket texter just alluded to season tickets, which is true. But not only that, he would give them a fantastic chance of winning big.
I agree completely. I think there's a chance he could do what Stafford really hasn't been able to do. Change the culture. Change the franchise. Tua's that kind of kid. There are many reasons I want him here. And the problem is the detractors are only presenting one reason they don't. So there's really not much I can do with them. We'll get some of the phone calls. We'll get a blitz 30 minutes from now. We'll hear from the governor. See what our fate is going to be regarding staying at home. Which I assume will be staying at home. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.